Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Spirit of the Lord. I feel it in the atmosphere, the spirit of the Lord.
Hallelujah. 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 The presence of the Lord is here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I can feel the presence of the Lord right here, right now. Hallelujah. You know that we serve a God that's omnipotent, omnipresent. Glory to God. We thank you, Father God, for one more time. We thank you for new mercy and new grace today. We thank you, Lord God, for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do in the life of those that believe and trust in you. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you for your presence. For your word, for there are two more gathering in your name. There you are in the midst. So we thank you for being in the midst on today. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, come with me, everybody. Let us sing to the Lord our God. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation today. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. Hallelujah. Glory to God, for the Lord is a great God, is a great King of all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth, the heights of the hills are his also. Hallelujah. The sea is his, where he made it, and his hands from the dry land. Let us show glory today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to the show, you all. I'm your host, Robert T. Chantel. We thank God for this time together. We thank God that even right now that he's moving, that healing is taking place, that deliverance is taking place. Hallelujah. That we're being set free right now. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Open up your mouth and receive all that God has for you today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We say thank you enough. And yes, you and thank you. Hallelujah. It is you that has kept us and saved us, Lord God. It is you that gave us life, Lord God. It is you. And we thank you, Lord God, for your presence today. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise. Glory and honor. Open up your mouth and shout. Glory. Hallelujah.
Glory. The presence of the Lord is here. And because of his presence, the light is shining in my life. And the storm has said,
Jesus,
I got to flee. I can't exist because that light is too bright. So I thank God
my
for
Lord.
His presence. And boy, that was a good
Jesus.
Way to start it off. The presence of the Lord is here. Thank you, God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes, Lord, thank you.
Victory belongs to Jesus. Don't you know, because you belong to Jesus, the victory is already yours. My God. Open up your mouth and shout. Hallelujah. Just a kind enough to give God our praise. Go ahead and open up your mouth. Glory. Hallelujah.
You say me? I'm sorry. Yeah, this is Connie.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I do need to shout. I'm serious. I need to shout because today, about an hour ago, I was at the post office. I come running out real fast, walking real fast, wasn't paying attention, and tripped over one of those yellow parking blocks.
Mm.
Hit the ground. But God is good. No broken bones.
Jesus. He said that.
But he sent an angel to help get me up because I couldn't get up. I'm stuck in
between
too far, you know. But I'm okay. I'm okay. I'm serious. I'm okay. I'm going to a little Epsom salt and a little Epsom salt and some extra Tylenol. That's all I need. And I just want to thank God for no broken bones. Because when you get my age, you're very happy to fall and not have no broken bones.
Jesus, amen.
So I'm good. So, yes, I want to shout and thank God today, you know, for his mercy and his grace. But on a serious note, though, I want to have a special prayer for my sister. My sister Katrina is having some issues with her 24-year-old, and she needs prayer very, very badly. She found a lot of paraphernalia in her house. You know how you live in your house and you see and you don't see, and she feels really bad that she couldn't see that he had been dealing drugs at her house.
Jesus.
And it's just been 2 days of hell for her. And the police got involved. It's a mess. So she needs a lot of prayer. She called me and she said, Connie, please add me to your prayer list. I said I definitely will. I'm going to add your whole family. So let's pray for the Sledge family.
The Sledge family. Father, yes. God, we thank you on this day right now as we come. Father God, touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up your daughter, Father God. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that peace come be still, Lord. Let our heart not be troubled. Let our mind not wonder and worry, oh God. Oh Lord, help us to keep our mind stayed on you, Lord God, that you will keep her in perfect peace. And Lord, we pray for divine honor right now in the home and in the family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For you are a waymaker, Lord God. For you are a promise keeper. So Lord, as we pray, trusting and believing that it's already done, that you're already intervening on our behalf, Lord God, and turning it around for our good in the name of Jesus Christ. We live with the whole Sledge family right now, Father God, and we ask in Jesus' name for your miracle working power right now, oh God, that even as we pray right now, that our prayers are already being answered in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for protection for the family right now. Oh Lord, let me ask for your hedge of protection around the Sledge family. Let there be no preparation or penetration to these hedges of protection, oh God. And Lord, we give you all praise, glory, and honor, Father God, because you are God that is able to do all things for family. We just want to say thank you and we shout glory. Hallelujah to your name, God. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God, who is able, hallelujah, who sits on the throne, hallelujah, who never changes, hallelujah, who never speaks to our souls. So, God, we thank you for keeping watch over your children right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We can't thank you enough, but yet, sure, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray that God be the glory. And we all say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, sister. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, we thank you, oh God, that you are our protector, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you that keep us. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth and shout and give God our praise, glory, and honor. My mother, Cat, Dylan, Sister Dylan, glory. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up again. Lord, I'm so grateful. I thank you for my kids. I think everything is all right. Lord, I thank you for the house, the warm house. I just thank you. I thank you for the food that I got to eat, Lord. I just say thank you, Lord. You've been so good to me. You gave me a brand new grace and mercy this morning that I'm able to walk around and breathe good, Lord. I just thank you. I can't give nothing but thank you. All I can say is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus,
for dying on the cross for me. For me,
yes,
so
Lord.
I can see right. Thank you,
Amen.
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And
hello,
everybody. Thank you, Lord. Hello, Sister Dylan.
Hello.
God bless you.
Amen.
God keep you, Mama. We love you. We thank
Amen.
God for you.
Hallelujah.
You all can say is Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, you just call him and say, don't you know, just right, bring you up. Hallelujah. No matter where you at, the hospital, jail, home, in your car, on the side of the road. Hallelujah. Don't you know, you can just call on Jesus. You said, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Hallelujah. When you're in a situation and you don't know how to get out, I'm going to let you know that God is a way maker. He will make a way out. Hallelujah. The enemy may come in one way, but he's going to flee himself. Seven different directions. Call on Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Glory to God. If you don't even know scripture, if you can't remember to retain the scripture in your mind, just call on Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's something about the name Jesus. It's the sweetest name I ever know. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song today. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing. Shout. Glory, hallelujah. Open up your mouth and shout, Cousin Connie, Cousin Connie, Cousin, when the day, hallelujah, open up your mouth and give God our praise, glory, and honor, and shout, glory, hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Almighty God, your word nourished my whole being, and I praise your holy name, Lord God. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Yes. He is.
Jesus.
Bless my mom, bless my husband, bless my children. Oh, God, just everybody that's a part of my life, just bless us and cover us with the blood of Jesus. Give us that blood that reaches from the highest mountain to the lowest valley.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Lord. Amen, amen. God bless you. God keep you. Oh, God, you're so good. You've been so good. You've been better than good. You've been better than I can be to myself. Have you realized that God God been so good to you, better than you can be to yourself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, yes. I'm on the air. We thank you, Lord God. Open up your mouth and shout. Last 4 digits of your phone number 0839. Glory to God. Open up your mouth and shout. Open up your mouth and shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for my friends. I'm grateful that God woke me up this morning, that he gave me breath in my body. I'm grateful that he put a roof over my head. I'm just so grateful for all that he has done for me, my family, and my leaders. And I'm grateful for how this day is going. We're full of joy, and I just thank God.
Amen. Glory to God and his sister Jordan Adams. God bless you. God keep you. Joy, joy. It is my prayer that all that's on the call today, they believe in God to do it for you, that you receive joy, unspeakable joy. Hallelujah. Also joy. May you listen filled with laughter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I decree and declare victory right now. Give to the Lord all families of the peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory to his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Hallelujah. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Hallelujah. Come before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world also is firmly established. It shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Don't you know we serve a righteous God? Hallelujah. And by his righteousness, he has made us righteous. And Father God, we thank you. Everyone, we thank you that we receive right now, that we have received from Jesus Christ the victory over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecution, torments, and lives that the enemy is trying to set our way right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the future, we thank you, Lord God. We claim victory and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, vexes, enchantments, incantations, witchcraft plans, striking plans, and spells. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against principalities, powers, and rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. Oh, Lord, our God, we thank you that we claim the victory right now in faith through our salvation in the shed blood of all these things. Them. We declare according to John 22, verse 27 through 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. In his holy righteous name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so excited. Hallelujah. My God, my God, Sister Dorita is on the call, but we're just going to lift her up today. Hallelujah. She's not able to come through, but she is in agreement with us. So, Father God, we pray for your daughter right now. Peace, grace, more mercy. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for your protection right now. Lord, keep her. Hallelujah. Speak to her. Walk with her. Hallelujah. All the days of our life. Let her not be deceived by the really trouble plans and wickedness of the enemy, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter. Father God, thank you for the life, health, and strength of your children. All this here believing that come together today. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, Father God. Hallelujah. For new mercy and new grace. Hallelujah. My God, we thank you. I'm so excited, everybody. Hallelujah. As you always know, I'm excited. Tomorrow we start our first service of restoration at 10 a.m. So I'm so excited about it. It's dealing with the spirit of fear and dealing with fear. So I'm excited. If you get an opportunity, tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. as we're talking about this restoration service. Hallelujah. And being delivered from that spirit of fear and understanding, breaking down what that is and what that, you know, what that means. Hallelujah. How do we overcome it? And then how do we stay delivered from that? Because what happens a lot of times, we get delivered from some things and then we go back to it. It's like a person being released from jail. They get out of jail and they say, hallelujah, and then they end back in that thing. You're like, why would you go back to something that is destroying you, that is robbing you of your freedom? But how do we stay delivered, hallelujah, in the open free world? How do we as believers stay delivered from that thing that has kept us bound, that has kept us locked down, that has kept us from being able to reach our highest goals and expectations of life? How do we stay free? How do we stay delivered? Well, we're going to learn that in restoration, and then we're going to play that thing. We're going to come against that thing and break it. So I'm excited about the things of God and what God is doing in the life of those that believe and trust in him for all peace. You got to get to a point in your life where you trust God with everything, every aspect of your life, not just some part. You got to give it all over to God. You got to let God handle those things. There's too much. You see, there are things that God has given us, the to do in our human strength, then there's a such thing as supernatural strength. So you got to ask God, how Hallelujah, to be your strength, to give you that supernatural strength, to be able to overcome those things. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have attitude issues and problems, and we have a hard time overcoming those attitudes. And we have a problem with, you know, worry. Some of us have the spirit of worry all over, and we pass it down from generation to generation. Now we have worrying children, then we have worrying grandchildren, because all we do is worry. And people know that about you. They say, yeah, you know, my mama, she was worry, worry, worry. So we don't want to have that spirit. It's not a good thing to have. It's not a good thing to be known as a person that always worry. We deliver from that thing. What's the problem? We set free. Hallelujah. Never to look back. Hallelujah. We talked about this morning in prayer by not looking back. When God delivers you from that thing, when you declare the car over your life, you are free. Don't look back. Don't look back. Just keep on going. Don't be like my wife and turn into a pillar of fire by looking back. Because what's back there can take your life. What's back there can kill you. What's back there? It's not for you. That's why God is pressing you on and pushing you forward and telling you to look ahead. Keep going and keep pressing on and keep pressing in. Hallelujah. Well, today I want to talk to you about self-control. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my Lord, my God. You know, this goes for all of us. At some point that we've lost control, even myself, but ask the God to help us with self-control. The Bible says in 1 Peter 1 and 13, prepare your mind for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. So there are moments in every woman's life when her emotions, you all, take on a life of their own. We can become emotional sometimes. When those times come to your life, God wants you to walk by faith and not by sight, being led by confidence in him rather than your own feelings. So the gift of self-control will put you in his best light and keep you from responding foolishly. He stands ready to help us, you all, help you to choose self-control. Believe in him because he believes in you. Hallelujah. Believe in him that made you, that created you, that created the whole universe. Hallelujah. Just step in, hallelujah, and you get out the way. Hallelujah. Can you move out the way today? Will you get out the way and let God, hallelujah, have his way in your life? The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 8, let us be self-controlled, put off hate and love as a breastplate and the hope of salvation as a helmet. So self-control is the ability you have to control your own behavior, especially your reactions and impulses. You alone are responsible for your choice, your decisions, and your actions. God has given you the Holy Spirit to help you live as you were designed to live, a productive, fulfilled life you are. No matter what others do or say, you have the power to do what is right. God has given you all the tools you need to come out on top. Hallelujah. So you can decree and declare victory, victory, victory. Amen. Victory, victory, victory. And don't stop claiming it. No matter what happens or no matter what it looks like or feel like, you're already victorious in Christ Jesus. You have the power to take control over your life, to take control over that situation of your life. Don't let it consume you. Don't let it take you out or take you under. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, just call on Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Say, Lord, I can't do it in my own strength, oh God. Oh, Lord, help me right now, oh God. Oh, Lord, surrender all over to him. Just tell my cup, surrender it all over to you. Lord, I give it all over to you. Help me to keep my mouth closed. Help me not to speak right now, God, because I may say the wrong thing. Hallelujah. Because we know that life and death is in the power. We have power in the mouth. Understand the power that you have. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You all, I'm just so grateful. I was telling a lady this morning, I was praying with around 7:30, how grateful I am. And living this understanding that we're one breath away from life being gone. We one breath away, you all, that it would be over. But, you know, just thanking God for every breath that we take. Just thanking God for every beat of our heart, because we don't have no control over when we cut our heart on or off. Hallelujah. It's God that is kept us, that is keeping us, the spirit that is in us. Hallelujah. That God is touching us in the beginning of the Bible tells us that God took life into man. Hallelujah. And he became a living being. Hallelujah. So to know that God did it. Hallelujah. God is still able. So when you just thank God for what he's doing, and just take the moment, I just say, God, I'm grateful. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. I don't take what you've done for me and my family for granted, Father God. I just want to say thank you. I find myself all through the day just thanking God for what he is doing. When I just look outside, when I feel the air on my face, hallelujah, the rain coming down, I just thank God because I'm able to be here to have this experience again. Hallelujah. Even when things are not going my way, I still thank God because it's God that is keeping me, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, all the days of my life, hallelujah, how he's kept my mother, how he's kept my brother and sister, how he's kept my husband and children, how he's kept my grandchildren and children to come. I am just so grateful because I see when I look around, hallelujah, and see what others are going through. And I may think I'm going through something. You may think you're going through something, but when you hear somebody else's story, hallelujah, you just thank God, hallelujah, that it could have been me, but God just kept me. It should have been me, but God just kept me. My Lord, my God. I'm just so excited, you all, and I just can't hide it. Let me go ahead and get the message for today, hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for everyone on the call today, here on the shout. You all don't know. You just bless my heart. Amen. My dear mother being here every day, my cousin Brenda Gale, hallelujah, Dorita, Evangelist Kimberly Ruffin, and Evangelist Darbina Dudley, amen. Sister Connie Northern, she's like another mother to me. I thank God for you all. Amen. Sister Jordan Adams, Alvina, Sister Kimberly Redford, hallelujah. I'm so grateful for this family. God told me, he said, I'm going to surround you with new people. When I came out from being Diva Mac, God said, you know, I'm going to give you a new audience. I'm going to give you new people. I'm going to send new people. Receive what God is doing in your life right now. A lot of times we try to go back to where God has brought us from. We try to go back to those places and those same people. But God has blessed you with new people, new life, and receive a new beginning right now. You know, if you pray that prayer, God send me people with like my. I was telling my mother the other day, I said, when we are with right-minded people, we sharpen each other, iron sharpen iron. But when we get around people that are not like us, either one is going to change the other. If that person is no good and you're good, either then you're going to make them good and they're going to turn you to no good. So, but when you're around like-minded people who have the same objective and focus in mind and before them, you tend to sharpen each other. The Bible says, iron sharpens iron and one man sharpens another. So get around those people that are like-minded, because if you're someone that is not like you, hallelujah, and you're trying to be something different, why would you be around the same thing if you're trying to grow and be something different? Then do that. If you want to be a doctor, get around doctors. If you want to be a house scholar, hallelujah, be around house scholars so they can teach you, hallelujah. If you whatever it is you want to be, if you want to be that woman of God and man of God, then get around women and men of God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that you can grow in the right direction. I always tell people, go where you can grow. If you can't grow, then you need to go, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. God keep us at this time. You all, the message is dream big dreams. The Bible says in Ephesians 3, verse 20, with God's power working in us, God can do much, much more than anything we can ask or imagine. Are you willing to entertain the possibility today that God has big plans in store for you? I preached it on yesterday. God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Hallelujah. I hope so, you all. Yes, sometimes, especially if you recently experienced a life-altering disappointment, you may find it difficult to envision a brighter future for yourself and your family. So if so, it's time to reconsider your own capabilities and consider God's. Amen. Your Heavenly Father created you with unique gifts and untapped talents, you all. When you tap into them, you'll begin to feel an increasing sense of confidence in yourself and in your future. It takes courage, you all, to dream big dreams. Hallelujah. Dream big today. You will discover that courage when you do three things: accept the past, trust God to handle the future, and make the most of the time that He has given you today. Amen. Nothing is too difficult for God, and no dreams are too big for Him, not even yours. So start living and dreaming accordingly. Robert Johnson once said, allow your dreams a place in your prayers and prayers. God-given dreams can help you move into the future He is preparing you for. Hallelujah. Let this be your daily prayer, your start of your day. Dear Lord, give me the courage to dream and to trust you in your perfect plan. When I am worried or weary, give me strength for today and hope for tomorrow. Keep me mindful of your healing power, infinite love, and eternal salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be that all God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. Hallelujah. I bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. Hallelujah. It's in Jesus' name, you all, that we pray, that we've come together, that we are delivered and set free. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. From that, be blessed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give Him praise and glory.
Oh, I want to see Him, look upon His face, let us sing forever of His saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear Him say, well.
up, gonna have it back. You fill me with love, so I'll give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him. And I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look